I would say in the same universe, because the target demographic of American Pie aged 5 years in the films and 10 years in real life, because nobody, like, American Pie did not, like, still shot lower, but, and then they aged into the demographic where they could be confused and mumble all the time. And that's what happened with Mumblecore. I firmly believe that. I don't think that happened with the creators of Mumblecore, mind you. At least it didn't happen with the Duplass brothers, and I don't think it happened with Joe Swanberg. But all of these people made good, to a degree. And Bajowski did as well. And I find that very interesting, because these films, in that way, are kind of a time capsule. Funny Haha is worth checking out. I really cannot endorse Mutual Appreciation in any way, shape, or form. I just really deeply dislike the movie, and that might have just been my problems with its casting, but just tonally, it didn't have any of the spine or heart that Funny Haha did. And that was interesting to me. Another thing I want to spotlight at the Cinematheque is the Poverty Row features, which is about as far away from the opposite of Mumblecore as you can get. Actually, no, one commonality. These movies were also made for almost nothing. The Poverty Row features are a collection of double bills of pre-code exploitation films made in Poverty Row Studios, which is the joke for them. These, now, pre-code, like, you know, you're familiar with the production code, the Hollywood code?
The what?
The production code. So in 1933, a bunch of, I will call them obnoxious pencil necks, pushed through regulations that severely censored film for 25 to 30 years. These were slowly broken down, as with most obscenity laws, by the 60s. Mm-hmm. Now, my opinion on obscenity laws is that they're useless gibberish purloined by insecure people in terms of misguided other ideas. You may disagree with me. I think that's incorrect. And the general thing that I find very fascinating about pre-code film is still elliptic. You can't show sex in a pre-code film. Mm-hmm. You could. There might have been able to at some point, but like Hedy Lamarr was naked in Ecstasy, for example. And if you take that sentence out of context, it sounds like something very different. Probably something that happened at a rave in the 90s. You get really these sort of films that do feel like they exist in a universe where they're telling stories that are just one degree closer to life. That doesn't necessarily mean the movies are polished or like they are of their time. The two movies I saw recently are The Vampire Bat and The Sin of Nora Moran. I'm also going to be seeing later on, I'm going to be seeing I'm going to be seeing Things. I get hit in the head very frequently, and I think it's catching up with me.
Okay, we all forget stuff.
But the Vampire Bat, to start with, is a, I want to say, it's kind of a horror film, but not really. Tonally speaking, veers between horror and comedy. Mm-hmm. All these movies are pretty short, by the way. They're like 65 minutes long, and they're preceded each by a newsreel and a cartoon, which is just delightful because one of these cartoons, the one before The Sin of Nora Moran, is Fun in Balloon Land, which is just this beautiful piece of imagination. Oh, it really is. One thing I really like about these films, and about these films, you're going to say, are they good? They're entertaining. These are fun to watch. They're legitimately enjoyable. And the thing that I really do like about this is I have a small obsession with E.E. Cummings, which has forestalled my ability to make fun of his last name. And E.E. Cummings wrote very compellingly on film, especially on animation, because he lived at a time when that was kind of magical. And Cummings was childlike in a lot of his poems. So he, having read his work on that, he wrote an article on film called Wake Up and Patronize Your Local Wake Up and Dreamery. And when I see these cartoons, I do understand that. I do understand looking through that as an adult and feeling this sort of sense of joy and magic in human imagination. I kind of need that. I've been feeling a little down recently. Mutual Appreciation did not help. What I'm seeing later will be False Faces and Damaged Lives, interestingly enough, the jokes are kind of forestalling if I had like a reality TV joke there. False Faces is a mix of comedy and horror centering around a drunk plastic surgeon, which is what would have made Nip Tuck watchable. Damaged Lives is Edgar G. Ulmer's first movie. If you don't know who Edgar G. Ulmer is, he shows up twice here. The other one is Strange Illusion, which I own on DVD. It's actually really good. That and thing Mama, which is Mamba, which is described as a crazed colonialist drama. Those are showing on a different day. Edgar G. Ulmer was he immigrated to Hollywood in the 30s and produced basically exploitation films. He produced, among other things, he produced Moon Over Harlem, which was one of the first fully... well, they called them race pictures at the time because it was a fully black cast designed for fully black audiences. One of the first ones of those that made that actually did cross over to a degree. And again, like this is theaters were segregated at this point. That was difficult. And Edgar G. Ulmer was a man who had this intense grasp of narrative and this intense grasp of filmic storytelling. And things like Damaged Lives show you him and Sam Fuller were kind of masters of this because they took these educational features, exploitation films, and they made them into something that was really worth watching. I'm looking forward to seeing both of these. At any rate, they will be better to watch than Mutual Appreciation. I highly recommend checking out any of these that you can because they are just really fun to watch. That's Down and Dirty in Gower Gulch, which is just a terrific title. Yeah. The Poverty Row is Gower Street in Los Angeles, is why you're asking. It's between Sunset Boulevard and the Paramount lot. And these features really are worth checking out because, you know, the pre-code, a lot of these are public domain too. Mm-hmm. So you can probably find versions of these online if you want to share them with other people. But as with any film, I'll say this, it is worth watching in the theater. And these ones are definitely worth that. They're a great double bill, fun date night.
And that, except Mutual Appreciation.
Yes, it beats the piss out of Mutual. I really shouldn't. I feel kind of bad on how bad I beat on Mutual Appreciation, but it was singularly distasteful to watch. These are just tremendously easier to watch for various reasons. Yeah, that might be my preference talking, but that's what I'm here for. I'm a critic. I want to play out with one more song from Anushka Shankar's coming album because this song actually features another notable thespian, who Vanessa Redgrave, who apart from disgracing herself by working with Roland Emmerich on a very bad film about Shakespeare, has made some pretty outstanding contributions to theater and film. So we will play you out with Remain the Sea. It's Anushka Shankar featuring Vanessa Redgrave. I'm Jake Clark. It's been a pleasure. It's my second last broadcast.
I am Sarah. I'm here.
And we shall see you next week for my farewell show. Cheers.
Swallows golden sand, whispers she's taking back what's hers. Her feet are two split continents. Her heart is the map of the world. Lay with me through my storm, she says. Be the moon to my sea. I ask her, but where does the heart go when it's taken from the motherland? I'm like the sky, pregnant with life, and searching for a safe place to empty. Mother crashes her body against the shore. Says pain is what we carry upon our backs. Love is being silent about the weight. The death of the motherland is not in what we leave behind, she says, but in everything we forget. And you are not so privileged. You are a child of fire and water, the strength to be the storm. And to carry it is within you. So storm, she says, and I will carry your every drop. The body is a continent, but may your heart always remain the sea.
A genderless blob from Fine, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Metaphor. Too much about hangin' na ma makinne ang me yung ah are you rich back come on nak pa me gam how you ma ko yaw nga nagli yaw yung ah ira yaw ga ma ik bi yaw yung ah makitay na hangin na ma toko na me yung ah are you ilaw ka nene Makinang me yung ah, ayo rin pagkaman, anak pag miyaman, how you makuyaw ng ah, nagliyaw yung ah, ilayaw gaman, ikbiyaw yung ah, makitay na tangin naman, doko niyang me yung ah, ayong ilaw kang nini.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
We'll be right back. between. MRG Concerts presents Philly-based indie rock band Hopalong with guest Summer Cannibals, live in Vancouver. Catch them at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 7th. Tickets are moving fast, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records. Do you want to watch films from all around the world as well as from local filmmakers, make animations, and explore virtual worlds? Well, check out the Reel to Reel Film Festival for Youth, April 7th to 13th at the Van City Theater and the Roundhouse. There's activities for the whole family, including Sunday Fun Day and a pancake breakfast. You can find more info at r2rfestival.org or facebook.com/r2rfestival.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Are you gonna just stay at home? Lean back on your velvet throne.
MRG Concerts presents Pop Punk Powerhouses X Hex. They will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guest Feels on Friday, April 19th. Tickets are running low, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
For 822-8648. So thanks very much. My name is Alex DeBoer. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Please stay tuned for our next show.
Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
That is coming up next. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name is Anita B. And this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It is Fun Drive. Yes, it is. And what can I tell you? Well, I could tell you you should donate. This is my show. I'm here until...
Hey, guys. This is awesome. Actually, I am here. This is me, Anita B. And that was a pre-recorded show that was being put on. I'm not exactly sure why I'm here. I got here a couple minutes late, but here I am. Hello. How are you all? I thought I'd interrupt myself. That was really trippy. I was like, whoa, I am already here. So hearing your own voice come out of the monitors is just very strange. All right. So tonight is a little bit off. The time is 6:37. And I have a crazy busy night personally, meaning that I have to pick my kid up from baseball at 8, and then I have to be there for another kid. And so that means I'm going to be done my show at about 7:25. So that means I have just under an hour with you guys, like maybe 45 minutes. So I was rushing to get here because I had to drop the kid off at baseball and blah, blah. Who? You don't care. All right. So, the first band we are going to be listening to is this band. Here we are. Here it is. It's called Fontaines. Hold on. Fontaine, D.C. This is it. Fontaines, D.C. This is it. I discovered these guys, on satellite radio. They are Irish, I think. Let me just, I'm like rushed into the station here. Let me look this up just because we need to know what's going on. Okay, the band is called, as I mentioned, Fontaines DC, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E-S, second set of words, D period C, Fontaines DC. And they are from, yes, Ireland. They're recent, like they're like a current band. And when I heard them, I was like, wow, they sounded kind of like classic punk rock. And so there you go. So this record that we're going to be hearing the song from is called, hold on one second here. It's called Dogrel, D-O-G-R-E-L. Dogrel? Dogrel? I don't know. But it's new, as in it was just released April 12th, 2019. And the date today is the 17th. Wow, it was like 5 days ago. Okay, so let's hear the song. I don't know. How about... let's hear Hurricane Laughter. That sounds good. Hurricane Laughter. Okay. Oh, boy. I've just been so busy. It's like crazy, stupid busy. I went on a field trip today with my ninth graders. We went to Fort Langley. So that was always fun. Fort Langley is a lovely field trip. If you're a teacher, you would know. So I spent the whole day there running around doing that, blah, blah, blah. And here I am. And here we go. I'm going to stop talking and we're going to listen to Fontaines DC. All right. The song, as I mentioned, is Hurricane Laughter from their very, very spankin' new album, brand spankin' new, entitled Dogrel. There you go. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And in case you're curious, my name is Anita B. Here we are.
I will tell them to the waste while you are fresh from the confession. The angry streets they twisted up and mill on with the laughter. Anyway, I thought you burned the rags in some kind of primal fear. Now the night is blue and red, and they're tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. And there is no connection available. And there is no connection available. And there is no connection available. There is no connection available. So to the hills we fled while the evidence was when, 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 when. Eyes aloft are shock and blue and purple Sirius. City's back and by the window screaming to exist. And now we have the muted mind of priesthood so imperious. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. Hurricane laughter. Laughter. Hurricane laughter. Tearing down the plaster. And there is no connection available. 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 There is no connection available.
Kid from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was Guided by Voices from like 1994. I'm going way back. I had that record. B-1000. Yeah, we heard Smothered in Hugs. That's, of course, the band out of Dayton, Ohio. Robert Pollard, etc. Robert Pollard was quite a successful college ball player, if you did not know that. Yeah. So there you go. That's a fun fact about Robert Pollard. before Guided by Voices, we heard the band Snakeys. Those guys are from Vancouver Island. So wherever Katie Lappy, Katie and Shane live is where they are out of. So kind of in the Nanaimo area, I think. So that part of the island. Yeah. All right. So we heard the song from them called Jury Duty off their inaugural release, which is Nightlights. I love those guys. Good people. Katie was in a band. I don't know what her most sort of significant band was. I'm going to go with maybe Operation Makeout on Mint Records back in the day. And my old band played like some shows with those guys. Let's see. Operation Makeout. Also Kedo, C-A-D-E-A-U-X. Shane was in Closed Caption Radio. Yeah, amongst other bands. All right, that's Sneakies. Now, before that, you've got Fontaine's DC, as I mentioned. Those guys are out of Ireland. And we heard something off their new record called Doggerel. All right. The time is 6:53. And hey, let's look at the weather. I'd like to see the weather. That would be important. Okay. Because it's pretty gross out right now. It's like, I don't know. It's like probably upper 50s, like so 14 Celsius. And it's gloomy and gray and drizzly. That's what's happening. So let's see what's happening in Vancouver. I pulled up the weather and I got, I don't know why, but Ottawa. Why is Ottawa in there? Okay, let me try this again. Weather Vancouver. Weather Vancouver. All right, here we go. Let's see what is forecast for us. Speaking of which, is I'm looking at this because I play baseball and my game was rained out last weekend, my opening day game. I am on the Stevedores, the Strathcona Stevedores, as part of the EVBL, East Fan Baseball League, and it was just miserable. Blech. So I'm glad that was rained out. I was like, I really don't want to play. Like, the worst is like when they don't call the game, and then you're like, ugh, and then you're just again horrified and miserable. And so that's good. So that game is rained out to this Saturday. Oh, and here it says right here on 420. Mm-hmm. On 420, I'm playing baseball and the high will be 12 degrees Celsius and it will be mainly sunny. That looks pretty good. Yeah, I can't complain. That's not bad at all. And then today is what? Wednesday. So tomorrow the high is 12 with rain here in Vancouver. And then Friday, there's a chance of a shower, high of 12. And there you go. Oh, it is the long weekend. So don't forget, this is Good Friday, the day, you know, Jesus was nailed to the cross. At one point in my life, I really did believe. I really did. I was, for a while, when I was like a young, you know, sort of kid, if you will. When I was a kid, I totally believed in all that. And I always felt so guilty on Good Friday. Like, just like, wow. Even when I was in high school. Yeah, no, I remembered like partying like in 10th grade, just like thinking, oh, it's Good Friday. You know, Jesus is going to like strike me down or something. I don't even know, whatever. So now, like, what is Easter? I don't know. It's like a long weekend off. That works for me. I give my kids chocolate. And yeah, there we go. All right. So let's stop talking about religion and let's start talking about the rocking. So right now we're going to go to some King Tuff. Now, King Tuff, if you know nothing about him, his real name is actually Kyle Thomas. And he is from, I should know this, where is he from? Well, I don't know. Oh, Vermont. Yeah, that's right. I knew that. He's from Vermont. And his first record, I'm going to play something from his first record, which is called Was Dead. And the song we're going to hear off this is, let's take a look. It's called Freak When I'm Dead. This is a good one. And the label that this is on is, so it was originally released, this record, this 08 record of his Was Dead, by TP Records. And there you go. Now, he has since moved on to be part of the whole Burger Records family, as well as Sub Pop. Yeah, there we go. Okay, I think it's time for us to finally listen. I'm done teaching. That's right. All right, this is King Tuff. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yeah.
When I'm dead, a freak. When You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
MRG Concerts presents Pop Punk Powerhouses X Hex. They will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guest Feels on Friday, April 19th. Tickets are running low, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Keeps me. The BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PREP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PREP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is Bully. I love those guys. They're so awesome. That's from their debut record entitled, album is called Feels Like, and we heard Trying. That's the name of that song. Female-fronted band. The rest of the band are dudes. That is correct. All right, before that, we heard something from another female-fronted band, Dilly Dally. And they're from Toronto. Dilly Dally. Let me tell you about them. So the song we heard is Heaven. Sorry, the name of the record is called Heaven. The name of the song is called Marijuana. But let me tell you a little bit about this band. So they're out of Toronto, as I mentioned. And it consists of Katie Monks. She is the lead singer guitar player. Then you've got guitarist Liz Ball. Bass player is Jimmy Tony. And the drummer is Benjamin Reinhartz. That was very, very reminiscent of, like, I don't know, deep grunge early 90s. Very, very heavily feedback laden, etc. Deep fuzz. That was I liked it. It was cool. So that was Dilly Dally. Now, before that, we heard something from Sonic Avenues from 2014. They are out of Montreal. The song is one of my favorites. It's called Lost and Found from their record Mistakes. Wow, it's already 7:16. I am out of here in about 10 minutes. Oh my goodness. Yes, I am, because I have to pick my kid up from baseball. So there's that. So that's kind of pertinent. I've just been like totally running around and just super busy, but whatever. What was I going to tell you? I don't know. My show is 6:30 to 8 every second Wednesday. So if you come back and listen in 2 more weeks, I will be here the full portion. I should, at least. And after my show is McConan. His show is called Mixed Cassette. And he's here starting at 8. So I'm going to be out of here in about, like I said, 10 minutes. So I'll just leave some music to be played. And it should hopefully be good. It's just random stuff, so we'll see. What are we listening to next, Anita? Well, let's see. What do we have? I'm kind of excited. Actually, Bully always reminds me of the Pixies. Very similar bass lines. And I came across something today that informed me that Doolittle, is it true? 30 years? It was released today, 30 years ago. Let me just double check this here. Yeah, it was released in April of 1989 on 4 AD. April 17th. Look at that. Today is what? The 17th. That was the UK release. In the States, it was like the next day, but close enough. So 30 years ago, one of my very most favorite records ever was released. I'm such a Pixies fan that I've kind of done, like, Surfer Rosa, Come On Pilgrim. That's like a double record situation, if you will. That was always my favorite as an early Pixies fan. And then I moved into Doolittle. Then I was like, all right, it's all about Doolittle. And then Tromp Le Monde, yeah, I was into that for a bit, for sure. But then Bossa Nova seems to have, I don't know, that's where I'm at now. The past, like, I don't know, 10 years. Bossa Nova, I don't know. But so let's go back to 1989 after we hear this next band, which is, what do I have? Bikini Kill. Yeah, I've got Bikini Kill all set up. We're going to hear some Bikini Kill from their 1991 release entitled Revolution Girl Style Now. So 1991. They were like Riot Girl, G-R-R-L. And to this day, I call myself a girl. Like, when people say a woman, I'm like, no, I'm a girl. Like, I'm still sort of entrenched in all of that. And that's kind of what I was raised on. And so out of Olympia, Kathleen Hanna, just the icon of the movement. Now, they are on tour. Let's just see where they're at. I don't know if they're on tour at this moment, but I know that I was all excited. And then what happened was I found out how expensive the tickets were. And I don't even think they were coming to Vancouver either. So it's kind of like, whatever. So it looks like tour dates, Bikini Kill. Where are they at now? Okay, so their tour starts at the end of the month. So April 25th in L.A. And they play four shows in L.A. Then they go to Brooklyn and then New York, Brooklyn. Then they go over to London in the U.K. So 2 dates in London. And there you go. That's the Bikini Kill sitch. So we're going to hear something, as I mentioned there. The song is called Double Daria. Then I'll play something from the Pixies, because why not, right? I can do whatever I want. And then I guess my show will be done. Holy, I guess I should sign off now. Well, it's been a slice, folks. Thanks for listening, all half of you. Does anyone listen to my show? I don't know. This is cool. I just love music so much that I could care less if anyone listens or not. But there you go. I will be back in 2 weeks. That was quick. Very hurricane-like. I'm just like, oh, okay. Got to run back to my car. Okay, as I mentioned, what did I say we have? We've got Bikini Kill, and then we're going to close the show with the Pixies here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and thanks for listening. Okay, cool.
Is that supposed to be doing that? Okay, sorry. Okay, we're starting now. We're Bikini Kill!